Welcome, everyone, to another...
Revelation edition of the Hour Bomb.
Revelation edition of the Hour Bomb?
That's right. We're going to rehash stuff that happened 25 years ago, because it's relevant today.
Okay.
Really?
Anyway...
It's going to be the Jason Heath autobiography.
What?
What?
Anyway...
Bed knobs and mop sticks.
Oh, God. Anyway, wow. Welcome to another revolutionary edition of the Hour Bomb.
No, revelationary.
Revelationary.
This isn't even a word.
You know what? The rant used it. I figured it.
Oh, God.
Before we get too far, I want to say thank you to everybody that showed up in our chat, because we have more people in our chat now at like 10, 11:30 on the East Coast Sunday night that they do prime time middle of the week. During their show, where they're having a big revelation edition.
Wow.
So, you know what? I don't know those guys, but fuck them anyway.
Wow. There's enough internet for us all, Adrian. Just.
All right, I'm done. Sorry.
Okay, good. Anyway, well, we lost a lot of people, I'm sure. Anyway.
We actually gained a listener.
Okay, good. So, anyway, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, 2013 TV Personality of the Year. Joined as always by my. Wait. Oh, our in studio crowd is applauding. Thank you.
What a douche.
Joined, as always, by my partners in crime.
The big, bad booty daddy!
The big Adrian Masters here. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
Yeah.
Well, that's your ears. I'd like to put up my rant game to say Shane.
Do what?
Shane showed up right after my rant.
So there you go. Nice. And we're joined by a special guest host this week. This is going to be the new special guest host music. Oh, actually, hold on.
We got the angry Australian, Jake Mullins with us.
Yes, the angry Australian, Jake Mullins.
But wait, we have another special guest with us tonight as well.
Well, give me a second. Jake, you there?
What up, man?
There you go. And let's see here. Let's see if I can figure this out.
It's almost Barry White-ish.
It was kind of Barry White-ish.
And his co-host from the wrestling
meet. You know, Adrian, you're getting ahead of me here.
Well, I mean, I thought you'd be prepared.
Well, you should have come up with this idea sooner. And we're joined by his partner in crime, Kyle. I didn't know that Brock Lesnar conquered the streak
at WrestleMania.
Robinson. Are you okay over there, Adrian?
Apparently not.
The silence from Kyle is
deafening. Adrian. Yes. I hope that you die of a massive coronary. Because you're a sorry bastard.
Oh, the way he's laughing, he's turning a nice shade of red over there.
Right. Yeah. Well, don't forget to breathe. Or forget to breathe yes. And just capture
tonight
it all on air. And
that would
just be for a good night, so...
What?
We're bombing the niche tonight.
You guys can't come up with merged show names. That's me.
I just did that.
We're hour bombing. Hour bombing from the niche.
No. We're hour bombing the niche. Why would we do it from the niche?
What?
That's dumb.
What the fuck?
You know what? Just took an hour bomb to the niche.
There you go.
There we go. I like that.
All right, that's better.
There you go. Yeah.
Wait. Before we move on, what? I have a question. I've been on the show now. This is, I think, the third time I've done this.
Okay.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Adrian, go fuck yourself.
Oh! That wasn't even me. That was Jason.
Yeah.
It's okay. I still don't like you, Adrian. You're a prick.
The sooner you let Brock Lesnar into your heart and accept him as your street conqueror.
Street conqueror.
Oh, God.
Wow.
That was the greatest sacrilege thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Wow.
Oh, God. Right. No, in all seriousness, I've heard your guys'
names. Wait, no. You guys stop. We can't be anything serious here.
All right. Go ahead.
What now?
I think I've asked this, and I'm probably just too stupid to remember.
Probably.
But your... Fuck off. Your theme song, is that Rage Against the Machine?
Yes.
I've lost more respect for you. You suck.
Oh, hey, you know what?
Fuck yourself.
Yeah, you know what? I've got a special...
We can easily replace you with Richard. It's not going to be that hard.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Might be better.
Oh.
At least the writing would get done.
He wasn't
eventually.
Even invited anyway. Why is he here?
Well, he kind of was. Well... We're going to hold off on the Richard game till next week.
Yeah, because that's going to be fun.
Yeah, and I don't want to fucking be here all night. I work like 50 hours in a week, and my work week starts tomorrow, and yeah.
Let's get to stepping then.
This chat broke the streak. I like that.
Yeah, it did.
I would rather this chat break the streak. I'd been okay with that.
Hey.
I'd rather just share.
Kyle.
What?
I don't know if you know this or not, but Paul Heyman's client, Brock Lesnar... conquered the streak at WrestleMania.
You just want me gone.
You better stop doing that. He'll kill himself.
No, sir. I think you underestimate my ability to drive, and I will find you.
Bring it, bitch.
I'll just kill you.
Watch out. He has a Captain America shield. He'll fuck you up.
So, Kyle, I got to ask you. Because I didn't get to ask you this on the on your show.
You got to host it on their show.
I did. And I didn't get to, didn't do Would You Rather.
Okay.
Because that's the thing that you guys usually do, right?
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I already don't like where this is going.
Would you rather watch the Cubs win the World Series or 3 hours of replay of Brock Lesnar beating the streak at WrestleMania?
Brock Lesnar beating the streak
bastard!
At WrestleMania.
I'd have to go for the streak part because I could never see the Cubs win.
Well, this is mainly for Kyle, because I have to have the answer to this.
That's true.
Jesus, fuck, man. That's like ripping out my soul.
Fuck you, Richard.
Selling it to Satan. Well, fuck you, Richard. Nobody likes you.
Yeah.
Ah, God.
You know what?
The Cubs winning the World Series.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say, if he had issues coming up with an answer, I was going to give him some motivation here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway. You know, this pay-per-view was strongly missing Brock Lesnar.
Yes, no, it wasn't.
It was. Oh. However, we were reminded that Paul Heyman's client, Brock Lesnar, conquered the streak.
You know what? He did bring that up.
He walked out there, and as soon as he said something, I looked at Lesnar, I was like, God damn it!
Hey, we need someone to keep a Brock Lesnar conquered the streak count for the show tonight.
Yeah, if someone can do that,
we're up to like 5 now.
I think we're up to like 10, let's be honest. Adrian has already snuck that shit in there like a vibrator at a teen party.
Yeah.
And Kyle would know all about those.
Oh.
We're not going to talk about my personal
apparently, bathroom, he's not allowed within 250 yards of a Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know why.
Wow.
But I'm not allowed within 250 yards of a Chuck E. Cheese?
I thought that was Heath.
Well,
fuck you.
Apparently, I'm not allowed like 250 yards of a school district.
Oh,
wow.
No, not really.
Wow.
I live next to a park, so it's okay.
Wow.
God.
We should probably just start.
You know what? Now that we've said all this shit, the next time I put, like, the next story that I'm working on to put out for people to buy, you guys are immediately going to swarm on it and go, this motherfucker's telling a story that is real, and we need to get him locked up. Now I'm scared. Fuck you guys.
Well, then our job is complete.
So let's explain how the show works, Jason.
What the fuck are you going to write a story about a pedophile?
Because we really need to get this off the pedophilia campaign right.
Hold on. Hold on. Jake actually asked a very good question.
Okay.
Ask your question again, Jake.
I said, why are you writing a story about a pedophile?
That was a good question.
And we're waiting on the answer. Yep. And while we're waiting...
This is how this is going to be all night, isn't it?
I mean, it could be, yes.
I won't say that I had a hand in this.
No, I write weird shit, dude. Like, that's just how my brain works.
Seven.
Okay.
Hey, they got somebody keeping count for us. Thank you.
Thanks, Leonard. We appreciate it. Hey, who's in the chat?
Hey, Leonard. Leonard. Stop learning how to count.
You know what?
Wow. Somebody, learning how to count.
And I don't care. I wish Kevin was here because he would do it. We need someone to make a My Client Brock Lesnar Defeated the Streak screen name to post in the chat.
Eight.
Who we got in the chat room? All right. See what we got here. We got
kind of
Mr. Richard 269.
Hey, bulk up.
Blue Wizard.
Hey, bulk up.
Leonard Taylor in the house.
Hey, bulk up.
We got quote the Shane.
Hey, bulk up to the Shane.
We got TWR Jakey.
Hey, bulk up, mate.
Wow, that's okay. Montana Man.
Bulk up.
Hooks.
Bulk up.
KKK Train.
Bulk what? Up.
And the R Bomb, the Big A.
Bulk up to you, too.
Thank you. And two anonymous users.
Fuck those anonymous users.
I saw Greg Papalopoulos in there a little bit ago. I know he's around.
Okay, well, bulk up to Greg.
All right. And that's everybody in the chat. Let's see if anybody's on the Mixler.
There's not. It won't let me put enough.
Characters.
I know it's gonna do. Dang, damn it.
That sucks. All right.
It does. Yeah. Anyway. So, I don't even know who I was in there. I wasn't paying attention, but
quite a few people.
Yeah, welcome. Let's see who else. Oh yeah, well, we'll give a bulk up to Kevin Curtin.
Yeah, bulk up.
Who else listens? El Duque?
Bulk up.
Jake
Did Bernie? You say El Duque or El Duche?
Duque. Dumbass.
Oh. Fuck yep. You, man. Why? Why are you so mean to me?
Bulk up.
Eric Thomas.
Bulk up.
And because as soon as we move on to something else, he's going to be like, come here, Nick French.
Right. Bulk up.
Yeah.
And the Rodfather.
You know what? I'm in a good mood today. Bulk up to him.
Wow.
Wow, you had a good day just mopping jizz, didn't you?
just a good day.
Ooh.
Fucking splunk.
Someone got the happy ending on his face today.
Yeah, no.
What do you do?
He promotes the fact that Paul Heyman's client, Brock Lesnar, conquered the streak.
Yes, I do.
You two, okay, you both. Literally, I feel like I am the outside member of a KKK rally and showed up randomly and was like, well.
Your hair color don't match ours.
And I'm, that's how I feel. Like, that's literally how I feel.
We don't like people to wear off white.
I don't like you, so that don't matter.
Nine.
And Leonard, we're clearly joking, man. I don't mean any offense at all.
Anyway, so for those of you tuning in for the first time, you picked one hell of an episode.
But I'm hoping he loses count. So
I don't think we're not gonna let him lose count. Anyway, for those of you tuning in for the first time, I am very sorry that this is your first episode you're listening to. But we're gonna have some fun for our normal listeners. Hey, welcome back. Glad you came in. Paul Heyman's client, Brock Lesnar, conquered the streak. Pull up a nice glass of beer, hard liquor, something to get you through this show, because thank God knows I'm going to need it.
I'm drinking.
I have to work tomorrow, so fuck off.
Well, I have to drink tomorrow,
work tomorrow, too.
What time do you guys got to work?
8:30.
God damn, y'all are heavy. I need to come party with you guys.
I work at 8:30. Yeah, someone's got to sleep in.
I can sleep till about 9.
You would think, working at a Harley dealership, they would embrace the fact that bikers...
Wait! You work at a Harley dealership?
You apparently someone didn't listen to the show last week.
What?
Sorry.
Yeah,
he was too busy watching clips of Brock Lesnar beating the streak at WrestleMania.
Number 11. Any show on the network?
This is not true. Fuck off.
What the hell's that link?
Yeah, when you see the link.
But ooh. Yes, I did notice that. So
those look good.
Wow.
Yeah, for now
I'd buy the shit out of those.
Yeah, I would. For now, I'm
random, but I would eat that.
I'm selling selling bikes for a Harley.
Samoan? Why don't they just take a bunch of umaga and put it in ice cream?
How you liking that?
What?
The bike?
Huh?
Nothing. I'm sorry. I'll ask you later.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, show works. Thanks for joining us. Here's how our show normally works. A whole list of shit got to get through. Don't have a time limit tonight, so we're going to have some fun. All right. I'm good. Heath, you good?
I am good, sir.
Kyle, you good?
Sure.
Good. Jake, you good?
I'm good, dog.
He sounds a little like the Australian Barry White.
No, he's got the kid voice from the John Cena Barry White, man.
Oh, God. I'm going to regret this. Adrian. Do you got anything else you want to say before we start?
I actually do, Jason.
What?
Paul Heyman's client, Brock Lesnar, beat the streak at WrestleMania 20 or 30.
Wait, hold on, I just lost
all of his merit because I'm getting insulted by a retard, so...
I had my Hulk Hogan moment, I'm done.
Hold on, hey, hey, my headphone cut out, what did you say?
I said Paul Heyman's client Brock Lesnar beat The Undertaker's streak at WrestleMania 30.
I did not know that.
Wow.
Good. Yes. All right, so, and let's not start a clock tonight, so...
Yes.
Do we want to talk a little? We got to talk a little about Monday Night Raw.
No, we don't.
At least the opening fucking segment.
Well, we're going to talk about that with the pay-per-view when we get to that match, so we can just cut that in with that. We can. I mean, we'll just loop it all together.
Sometimes I feel like I'm not in charge of my own show. Okay, so we're just going to dive right into Extreme Rules coverage here. So, yeah.
These people showed up for Extreme Rules coverage. We got to cover Extreme Rules.
Alright.
We got a late addition to the chat. We got the big guy with us.
Bulk up to the big guy, whoever that is.
That's funny. That's what I call my penis.
That's awesome, because now my balls have been cupped twice. Fuck you!
Wow. Okay.
Wow. That song's gay, I'm just saying.
I like that song!
Aw, poor baby. They want us to play the Raw is War theme. What the hell? I can't, off the top of my head, remember what the hell that one is.
The original one?
Oh, wait, I remember now. Okay.
That's the theme we usually play, Jason, whenever we talk about Raw, but it's we don't play that.
No,
we're talking like pre-2002, or what, like, what theme?
We use Across the Nation for that one.
Yeah. This is what I have to deal with every week.
I don't think that's... Hold on.
I think I know which one it is. It's the, I think I know which one it is. Yeah, this one.
They're wanting us to use this one. I don't like this one.
I like this song, too.
You know what? I got something for us to do next week, whenever we don't have a lot to talk about.
What?
We need to rate the themes from Raw.
Oh, well, I got the best one right here.
Please, God, don't let this be Nickelback.
It is, I guarantee it.
I don't want to have to lose total respect for you in one night again.
I've already lost mine for yours.
Oh. Okay.
This is obviously and clearly the best one in our Raw team.
It's not the worst, I'll give you that.
Nah, I'm just going to let that one.
What's wrong with the Nickelback thing? Like, I'm obviously already out here, so.
Because it sucks?
It's Nickelback, man.
I don't understand that theory. Like, Nickelback's a good band. Just because you're a 19-year-old non-pubescent faggot does not mean all of us.
I like this one.
I like this song too.
Pop Road 20, yeah, this one's not bad.
This one was probably one of the better ones that they didn't use that long.
Yeah, they used it very long.
No. Anyway, so, hey, we got someone else in the chat room. Heath.
Yes.
Oh, client that beat the streak.
Hey, buck up to him.
All right.
So anyway, and you know what? Fuck you, Adrian. I like the Nickelback version.
Thank you!
Yes, they can be overplayed sometimes. I don't have a fucking problem with Nickelback.
Thank you!
That would be a good fucking concert to go to.
They are badass.
They aren't bad in concert. They actually aren't bad.
I've seen them twice.
I saw them once, but it was back in 2000 where they weren't overplayed.
I saw them in 2009 and I think in 2007.
I wouldn't mind seeing
them. Now I have to take your man card, motherfucker.
You can't find my man card because I've hit it well.
His girlfriend's got it.
Pretty much. It's in a purse next to Jason, the jar that holds my testicles. So
I have to. The match of the night clearly for me was actually on the pre-show, which was the WLC match.
Was great.
Did everybody see this one, or did you miss it? Or
I watched it.
I watched part of it. Oh God, Shane's got a link. The best WWE song ever.
I have a bad feeling I'm not gonna like this.
Tough enough. From this that season they redid Tough Enough. Okay. All right. Apparently, Blue Wizard said that the Nickelback song said that song died like Taker's streak at Mania.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Good. For those of you who didn't know. Client that beat the streak says, good to be here. To have you, buddy.
Go fuck yourself, dude. I don't know which one of them you are, but you deserve to die.
Which one of them? Wow, that's racist.
Well, it's not me.
What? How is that racist?
I don't think it's either one of us.
Yeah.
I think it's both of you stupid assholes.
I can't be logged into the chat twice.
And I'm running two computers that if I try to boot the chat room, you'll hear it.
I bet and it's Kevin.
Keith doesn't have a computer.
Around. Yeah, I don't have a computer, man.
I'm betting it's Jake.
It probably is Jake. Good job. Anyway, so we kicked off the pre-show with the WLC match. Now, they went over the fucking top with this gimmick. Oh, my God.
They had Jerry Smaller, Micro Cole, and
JB Elf. And then they had a midget ring announcer.
Micro Cole did some great WWE app promos, too.
And they had a midget referee.
Yes.
And didn't they have midgets sitting around the front row of the ring, too?
I think so.
No, those were Special Olympians.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Wow.
I was watching on my phone while I was driving, so.
I now sound like the world's biggest douchebag.
Were those midgets in the front row? No, those were retards.
They were retards.
They were retards.
Good job. Clint, so did you hear the... Oh, God. So did you hear that I, Brock Lesnar, beat the streak at WrestleMania?
Wow, I did not know that.
Didn't know that. Anyway, so this was a, I mean, was it me or did these like midget ladders just like crack your shit up?
the midget tables were great.
I mean... Did you guys both watch this, or did you guys not watch it? Just out of pure.
I watched it.
And what did you think of it?
This was comedy gold.
I mean,
it was really good.
It was fantastic.
If they would have put it on the card, I would have been pissed. You know.
See, I wouldn't have, because this actually was a far better match than I thought it was going to be.
Hey,
this would not have been the worst match on the pay per view.
Hooks.
No.
Hooks is in the chat.
Hey, ball cup Hooks.
We already got him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, I thought he left. I thought he just got here.
No, I called him in the chat.
No, he's been in here for the fucking entire show.
Hey, fuck you, Jake. Anyway.
Fucking retard.
Whoa, dude, whoa.
Remember hostility. When you weren't paying attention? When
I'm
we did
sorry,
the
ball cup? Kyle got me angry because he's
so take my word for
it
when I said we got him already.
Well, I just mentioned it and you're like, ooh, 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 ooh.
How am I the angry one here, you dipshit? All
right. Anyway. El Frito wins.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Olé! 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 Olé!
Okay, that's about enough of that. Yes, your winner, El Dorito. You know...
Dorito or Chorito?
Burrito.
Dorito.
Burrito.
Or burrito.
Either they called him Horn Wiggle or Horn Woggle or some shit.
Yeah.
I liked also the comment that one of them made that... they only had to pay half for the WWE Network, so it's only $4.98 a month.
Oh,
yes.
El Tostito.
El Taquito.
Oh, God. You know, I'm still trying to figure out how the hell that bull can wrestle without having his vaccinations and being inspected by the USDA.
Yeah, that's a very good question.
He's a bull. How the hell can a bull wrestle?
He may have mad cow disease.
He might have mad cow disease.
I'm pretty
sure
he does. That's how he wrestles.
And that's a health hazard to everyone that's in the ring with him.
Yes.
Yes.
Horseshit, I tell you. Bullshit.
Yes.
I tell you.
Bullshit. Literally.
So, the pay-per-view does actually open up with Paul Heyman coming out to the ring, and he actually tells us something very important that I didn't know.
What did he tell us, Adrian?
I think he told us that...
Wait. That's not how the pay-per-view opened, you lying fuck.
How did it open?
Pay-per-view opened with Jack Swagger.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Jack Swagger came out, then RVD came out.
And then, Heath, you take this one away. What did Paul Heyman do?
I believe he came out, and he kind of let us know that his client, Brock Lesnar, beat the streak at WrestleMania.
Oh, didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Learned something new every day. So, what's wrong, Kyle?
I
fucking deserve it, you cunt.
I think Jake only wanted to be on the post-show just so he could hear us mess with Kyle.
You dropped the C word, you Australian kangaroo fucker.
This is what you get for fucking with me for 15 episodes.
Dude, okay, we had 15 episodes. I was only on 12 of them.
I'm going to sit back and just enjoy.
Not smart enough to fuck with shit.
I think they're done. They love our squirrels.
Well, you know, Kyle, you outlasted his former co-host by quite a bit. So good job.
Oh, well, I didn't like run off and try to kill myself. So
yeah, he returned to the deserts of Tatooine.
Oh, really? By the way, may the 4th be with you, all my friends.
Kyle, yeah, I forgot about that. Happy Star Wars Day.
Kyle doubles as a Sarlacc.
What? Sarlacc was a fucking Pokemon, you artard.
No, wasn't it? Sarlacc was the pit that ate Boba Fett.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Snorlax. I'm like, you retard.
No, clean the shit out of your ears, Kyle. Goddamn.
What the fuck?
I know they don't have Q-tips like out there in the boonies, but I mean, if you could try to clean your ears out.
I know where you're from, and
clean,
I know that.
Clean the cum out your mouth and speak like you actually can do something here.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So the next match
be fun. So the next match is our triple threat elimination match between Jack Swagger, Rob Van Dam, and Cesaro.
It's actually a really fun match.
It was a great match. It was the show
I love the Power and Glory finishing move that Cesaro and RVD pulled off there.
The what?
Power and Glory finisher. Whenever Paul Aroma and Hercules were a tag team back in the day, their finisher was a superplex followed by a splash by the other guy.
And oh, that's okay.
What they did to Swagger.
That was a pretty badass. Like,
holy shit! The Cardinals finally fucking won a game against the Cubs.
Yeah, I saw that a minute ago. Anyway, I got the text message.
Good match. Let's see. Swagger, surprise, surprise, gets eliminated first.
Yep.
I actually expected him and Cesaro to close that out.
Why?
Because there's more of a story between him and Cesaro than there is between him and Van Damme.
But we've already seen it.
I guess.
So, I don't see much of a point why we're going to continue seeing them fight.
Let me we've Cesaro already seen RVD and Jack Swagger.
Okay. I didn't want to see RVD and Jack Swagger.
Cesaro.
CM Punk fell into the Sarlacc pit after the Royal Rumble.
Oh. God. I can't believe that. Hey, guess what? Ow, I'm deaf.
Besides that,
hey, we have an update. Punk Watch 2014.
Really?
Day 304.
It is not day 304.
Yeah, whatever. I'm making it up. I don't care.
And it was 100% confirmed that CM Punk was not at Extreme Rules tonight.
That's actually not true. He was there.
Oh, was he? Oh, he was Fire Extinguisher Guy number 2.
Yes, he was Fire Extinguisher Guy number 2 that put out Kane.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Sorry. Anyway,
he returns in June.
Probably. But anyway, you're a winner. I don't like his new music.
It fucking sucks so bad.
It does.
It's bad. I don't like it either.
Let's just listen
to it. It is Perry Saturn. I think it was Jakey the other night that had said, it's like they took every Radical team member and put their theme into one song and they gave it to Cesaro.
Yeah, that's what hit there.
Yeah, I don't like that, man.
It sounds horrible, and that siren doesn't make it any better.
This is what he should have went back to, but unfortunately, for whatever reason, when you change music, you never go back to your old one, even though it's much better than your new one.
Yeah, it's pretty much true.
This one's good. Anyway, so we're going to move on. Up next on the night. Oh, well, real quick. What did everyone think of this match, though? I don't think we heard anything from Jake.
What's that?
So I don't think we heard your input.
What was your opinion of the triple threat match?
RVD is a hamburger and fuck Jack Swagger.
Wow.
Interesting.
And Cesaro has the worst theme ever.
And what?
Cesaro has the worst theme ever.
No.
He does. Currently in WWE, he does.
In the currently, I'll give you, yes, it might be the worst theme currently.
No.
Not ever.
No. I could still think of one easily that's worse.
What theme is that?
Great Khali.
It's not worse.
That's dance. You can dance to that. Like, this is just
and
shit.
It's not worse. I wouldn't. It makes sense for his character.
All right, hold on. Where's it at? Oh, I've got one. I just got to find it. Give me a second. You guys move on to that next match here.
What was the next match?
That would be the squash match.
Oh, Rusev versus Woods and R-Truth, where Woods never even makes it to the ring.
You know,
yeah.
I went out to smoke right as this match started. And didn't know, and it took me a second to boot up the app on my phone, and I couldn't figure out what the hell happened to Xavier Woods.
Yeah, he got like basically super kicked on his way into the ring and then like beat down outside the ring. And then Rusev basically just like manhandled R-Truth for the rest of the match and quickly beat him. It was a squash match. I think we all thought it was going to be a squash match for the most part, so
I still would have liked him to beat both of them at the same time, because it just seems like there was no point in the two on one handicap thing then.
Yeah, I think it would have been cool if he put both of them in the hold or whatever, where one was on top of the other, and like put.
I dig the music. I don't know, man. I don't know.
There's something very Rocky IV about it. I don't know why.
I agree with Leonard Taylor. Yeah, Lana. Wow, she has fantastic.
Oh yeah.
Plays.
Okay, Adrian, I see Cesaro's horrible theme music, and I raise you this one.
Oh, come on, this one isn't bad, though. Good. No, this one's not as bad.
This isn't worse.
This is horrible.
I don't
take
think
Ryback's music, and you put a little bit of the Mr. Perfect theme in it? Yes.
I don't hate it, though. I actually kind of like it.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not nearly as bad as the train wreck Cesaro's tornado music.
Everyone's agreeing with me that you are wrong. That Rybacksel music is horrible.
I don't think so. We're going to put a poll up on the Facebook page now.
Okay.
Do it.
Yeah. You going to do it right now?
Do it.
No, I'll do it after
okay.
We're done.
All right. Ooh, Alana link. Click it.
Darn, her face is awful.
Lana.
Her face is awful.
I don't care about that face. Jesus Christ.
Damn.
Her face looks like the side of a house.
I could give the shit less about the face. I don't have to look at the face while I'm fucking
All you need is a bag for the face if you need to go that far.
We do every fucking time she comes out on Raw.
Oh, poor Lana.
She looks way uglier on Raw and on TV than she does in this picture, though.
No fucking way. That's not her. But Jesus Christ, that one is.
She looks like China.
Whoa, no,
that's not her at all. But Jesus Christ,
damn, that's some flexibility.
Ooh. All right, that's our show for tonight, guys. All right. Anyway, dude, you're wrong. The Ryback's theme much worse than Cesaro's.
So no! God damn it. Stop arguing. You're wrong.
Hey, Kyle.
Shut up.
If I wanted your opinion or to teach you something, I would tell you that Paul Heyman's client, Brock Lesnar, conquered the streak at WrestleMania.
You know, as much as I hate you for that every time it's mentioned, I have to admit it is slowly making me come to grips with the fact that reality sucks and Brock Lesnar's a cunt.
You know who Lana looks like? She looks like Karen Jarrett.
What?
I fail to see how that's a problem.
In the face. Jeez, I'm just saying.
How many more links are there going to be for this?
I don't care.
Wow. I will click on almost all of them as long as it doesn't
Okay, well, there's one from Blue Wizard.
We got another one down there.
Another one.
Oh, no, that's the same one. That is not her. That cannot be her.
It is her.
I don't see
it. It's taken when she was much younger, but yeah.
She was hotter back then. Anyway, so we're going to move on. Our intercontinental...
What do you like, Kyle, have a thing for the preteens? Is that what's going on here?
What?
Oh, God, you did not go there.
Writing your books about pedophilia, you freak.
Oh,
it's not about pedophilia, you jackasses. Completely.
Okay.
So what the hell is... You know, I don't even think I want to know what the hell your new book is about.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, well,
if you didn't, you wouldn't ask.
Technically, he hasn't asked yet.
No, I haven't.
He has.
All right, so the next match, I believe, was the Intercontinental title match.
I believe so.
Yes, however, we forgot something very important.
Oh, yeah?
There is a plug for this gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
God. I love this music. Click.
Hey. 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 How can you not like Adam Rose?
I love the music. I don't know why.
I like Adam Rose. Anyway.
It reminds me a little bit of Green Day. A little bit.
He I think he debuts on Raw tomorrow night.
He does.
Yes, the Exotic Express is coming to Monday Night Raw tomorrow.
And in 2 weeks later,
we get to believe. I give a shit less about that.
And Bo Dallas.
Ooh, we got more. Shane says ignore his. Now we gotta click on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a Kyle picture right
that
there.
That is a Kyle
picture. I've already clicked it. Go fuck yourself.
And here's another one. It's a little blurry, but...
Yeah.
Not bad.
Okay.
Anyway, Intercontinental title match.
I really like this match.
Biggie Langston against
Bad News Barrett.
You know, Bad News Barrett had to beat three former world champions to get this title shot?
He did.
Yes.
He beat...
Dolph Ziggler.
Yep.
Sheamus.
Yep.
And Rob Van Dam.
Yeah.
Yep. All three former world champions. So anyway,
toughest road to the title in the tournament. Actually,
you think so?
I mean, yeah. No one else would have had to have beaten three world champions.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right, I never thought of that. But Mrs. Fandango.
Oh, don't do it.
We're gonna have to.
Okay. Nice.
Anyway. What the hell was I saying? I don't know. The chat.
Wade Barrett.
Good match. I mean, he didn't beat me. That man conquered the streak. I like this guy. Whoever the client that beat the streak is.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. Anyway, this was a good match. I don't know about you guys. I thought it was a damn good match.
I really enjoyed this match.
I liked it.
I expected it to be this good, actually.
You know, this was almost match of the night for me.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, almost. Clearly, like, to this point, it was match of the night for me. And I thought it
might
have
been.
To that
point, yes.
20, by the way.
Oh, good point.
Jesus Christ.
So, almost match of the night for you, Adrian?
Almost. It was up until this point, and I thought it was going to continue to be until we got to a match we're going to cover in a few minutes.
Yes. Blue Wizard wants to know, why did Big E get so much heat? I don't think that it was that they were against Big E. I just think they were more behind.
It was they were pro Barrett.
Behind Barrett.
Yeah.
I mean, kinda. A lot of people are actually going that direction.
You know, the night after WrestleMania, I tell you what, guys, he's going to be the next big thing. I feel it. No, it's just because of blah, blah, blah. Told you guys, I think this is it.
It's very hit and miss with him, though.
Not anymore.
It depends on the city, because he wasn't really all that over last week or in Raw in St. Louis.
Yeah, he was, just not quite to the extreme as he was now.
It's going to vary between tweening and then like full blown cheering.
All right. I thought, but like I said, I just don't think they were so against Big E. They were just more pro Wade Barrett. That's all.
Yeah.
It was a damn good match, though.
It was. A good back-and-forth match. I guess you can still consider Barrett a young guy, so it was a good use of two young talents.
Indeed.
To kind of set the stage a little bit.
Really like to see Barrett at this point, though, start to rise above the Intercontinental title.
You'd think after three, what is this, his fourth title reign?
Now it's fourth, yeah.
Fourth.
Yeah, you'd think at this point he would be able to, but...
Well, you would think so, but Intercontinental title is still Intercontinental title. He's still in a title picture. He could be like Zack Ryder. When was the last time we saw Zack Ryder? Wait, it was on Monday Night Raw. That was a replay from 2011, but he was still on Monday Night Raw this past week.
Yes.
Anyway, hey, there's good old Greg
Papalakis.
Snuffleupagus, yeah.
Snuffleupagus.
Anyway, so your winner and new Intercontinental Champion.
I wish it would actually go into, like, I'm afraid I've got some bad news, like, right there.
They don't have that, though, do they, on there?
No. I wish it did.
Oh, he's on center. I've got some bad news for you.
Yes. New Intercontinental Champion, Bad News Barrett.
I like that song a lot.
I do, too.
It is good.
My Way Barrett really theme is probably one of my more favorite themes right now.
Yeah.
I'll put it in my top six.
I'm not going that high with it yet, but
it's up there.
Current things being used, I'll give it top six.
I don't think it hits my top six.
Okay. What are your top six?
Evolution, King of Kings.
Yes.
What, are you just going to name every Triple H team and put that in your top six?
I'd be okay with that for the most part.
No, but when Triple H by himself, he uses King of Kings.
He only uses King of Kings when he's corporate Triple H.
Okay, well, yeah. Corporate Triple H, King of Kings, then Evolution, and then Adam Rose.
Okay.
And then, let me think here, hold on.
Wyatt Family?
Yes.
I love that Wyatt Family.
Wyatt Family's on there.
God, that is great.
Oh, yeah,
this one's not on there, but I just wanted to play it.
Wait a minute.
Actually, I do kind of like this, but it's not my top, like, so many.
This song, as much as I hate Brock Lesnar, this song makes me want to go out and kick somebody in the fucking teeth.
It does.
It does.
I swear to God, I probably could have sat in my chair and been pissed off, but then they started playing the music and I paced my living room like a fucking animal because the song just made me want to kick somebody in the goddamn teeth.
Oh, there you go.
Someone's got anger issues.
You know, and as epic as it was when Brock Lesnar ended the streak at WrestleMania, I don't think it was as epic as the meeting of the two teams in this next match.
No, it wasn't. Of Evolution. That's right. The You Can't Wrestle chants at Bautista were awesome. Yes, there were quite a few Bautista.
And they acknowledged it, which was awesome.
JBL, or I'm sorry, it was Evolution, of course, versus
yes, the Hounds of Justice.
This match was
fucking phenomenal.
It was easy.
This actually might have been my match of the night still, but then the other match happened after this.
Yeah.
I don't know. This match was fucking grand.
From a wrestling standpoint, this match was probably better than the next match, but from a storytelling standpoint, the next match was better.
I'm trying to remember the order of matches, but I think I disagree.
The match after this was the Bray Wyatt John Cena match.
See, I disagree with that.
Click on Chain's link.
Right. Hell no.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's good. Anyway, I mean, this one here, I'm surprised there was a winner.
I am too. But once I kind of heard that Batista might be taking time off after this match, I wasn't surprised that there was a winner.
Well, I read tonight that he was sticking around through Payback.
Yeah, we talked about that on the pre-show.
I think you see Batista separate himself from Orton and Triple H.
Maybe.
Because they kind of left him hang out to dry.
Yeah, they kind of left him hang out to dry there, didn't they?
Yeah, they kind of did.
Well, but at the same point in time, he lost the match for him, and they did have to save his ass a few times.
Right.
I could see those two dropping Dave Batista.
Yeah, it could happen either way.
Yeah. You know, again, I'm surprised there was a winner in this one.
Ambrose really did shine in this match.
He did, and I'm
that dive, though.
The running across both tables and diving.
That was epic.
That was good.
But Rollins' dive off the
balcony.
That was awesome.
God, that was awesome.
You know, this match here, I expected a lot less from this match because, let's face it, it was the Shield against Randy Orton, Triple H, and Batista. I didn't expect those three guys who have 31 world titles between them to really turn it on tonight, but they really did.
Well, I expected a pretty badass match. I mean, and the thing I liked is they kind of just, it wasn't an extreme rules match. It wasn't billed as anything special, but it literally just, like, they let them go, and that was pretty badass.
You know, I'll save this for a segment later. I'll okay. eat this one for now. But, we got a link. I'm a link whore. What can I say? I like all the links. Now that Glitterfist isn't here anymore, yikes. That's
Blade.
Yeah. That is from Blade Trinity.
Yes. Yeah,
it's the chaperone. That's what Kyle looks like when he's looking for school children now.
Wow, that was harsh and sad.
God damn it, Montana Man. Why did you have to go and change that? He changed our group page picture.
Did he really?
Yes, to the midgets.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that's great. Let's see it. Let us see it.
Nice.
There we go. Wow. That's actually good.
That's a good photo, actually. I like it.
What am I looking at here?
The group page on the Facebook page. It's been updated.
Hmm.
It looks like Paul did it.
Is Paul Jordan Montana Man?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No. Where'd you get the fact that he did it?
Because it says Paul updated the group photo.
I don't know. Montana Man. I don't know what other conclusions I'm supposed to obtain from that, but if it says that's what Paul did.
I meant Montana Man did it.
Because Montana Man just said, hey, it's been updated?
Maybe he's just checking stuff.
Whatever.
He could be. He could be. I don't know. Anyway.
He's saying, I swear, no.
Good match, though, and your winners. Echo, Lima, Delta, the rookies. Well, you can't call them rookies anymore, but
the rising stars.
There you go. The rising stars.
That had the rub from Ric Flair.
You know, I'm all for a good Ric Flair cameo. I really am.
You know what? But the Ric Flair cameo. Why don't we just save this for another segment?
Then I'm going to have multiples. So that's fine.
You can't take.
I like the very end of this. Whenever he walks up, like Roman Reigns goes up to the top where they're at and just fucking throws Dean Ambrose up on his shoulders. Like, fuck it, I got you.
Yeah.
What?
At the very end, like he walks up the stairs to where Ambrose and Rollins are at. And instead of picking Ambrose up and standing him up, he just kind of throws Ambrose up on his shoulder in like a fireman's carry and just kind of wanders around for a second with him like that. And I'm like, all right.
Apparently I missed that.
Client flashbacks.
As Leonard said, Revolution beat Evolution.
Client that beat the streak. Just like I reached for the streak and I broke it.
Yep.
There you go.
I'm going to reach for your throat and rip it out.
Reach for Taker's dick. And sucked it.
Whoa. Oh, wait, we're not talking about what Kyle did now.
Whoa.
Whoa. What?
Anyway.
Why am I like the most hated man out of this group? I thought everyone hated Jake. Remember, I am an American.
I only hate Jake when he loves TNA.
Yeah.
And hates Captain America.
You know what?
I don't hate anybody. I mean, come on.
Heath is begging us to have you on more often because when you're on, we rip on him less.
Mirror.
I think either one.
Yeah. No, you, Kyle.
Mainly okay. You, though.
Yeah. That was a mention to Mr. Brock Lesnar who came up the street.
I'm very entertaining, so.
Anyway.
Indiana Jones Taker. All right, we'll put this.
Let's see here.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, that does look like Indiana Jones.
Oh, my God.
He looks really sad and old in that picture.
Undertaker is really sad and old.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, I remember seeing this picture about a year ago. That was about a year ago, wasn't it?
That was right before WrestleMania last year.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I remember
Right before he came back and started his feud with CM Punk.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So,
well, his beard was that gray before he came back on the February 24th edition of Raw, too.
He does, Blue Wizard, he does look like an old bass player.
Yeah, he looks like he should be playing like scat music at some like jive lounge.
Anyway, Brock Lesnar conquered the streak. Pity pa pa pa.
Never taking invites from you, bastard.
Anyway, so we're gonna move on to actually the match I was looking forward to the most.
Yes, the Bray Wyatt John Cena Steel Cage Ranch.
I was looking forward to this a lot.
I was looking forward to this quite a bit. It exceeded any expectations I had for it.
I expected this thing to be good. I didn't think it'd be this good though.
See, that's where we differ. Like I loved the match, and I told Jake this. The match was awesome, but I don't think it was as good as their Mania match.
From an actual match standpoint, I'll agree with you, but the storytelling from this match I thought was better.
Okay.
See, I disagree.
So I was wanting to talk about this when we talked about Raw, but instead of talking about this, we spent like 15 minutes talking about the Raw theme songs.
Yes.
And we're still not done with that. We got to talk about that next week.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I just want to talk about the opening segment.
Okay.
God damn it, you
guys,
awesome.
You guys have heard me say before, I'm not like a huge, I didn't get the Wyatts, I didn't get them, whatever. Okay, I like Bray Wyatt, but I still don't get it. Bray Wyatt's good, Husky Harris is good, but I still don't get it. Okay, after Monday Night Raw, sold!
Good to find
him a while, that but
amazing. Yeah, I finally got him to follow the buzzards.
I have been slowly following buzzards for a little bit, but after Monday Night Raw, I mean, with that promo and John Cena, I thought we were just going to get just the John Cena, you know, fuck you guys, here it is, you know. And what was this past Monday night where he's like, why'd you do that to me, guys?
Now, Jason, let me ask
why'd
you this.
Why'd you do that to me?
Because me and Jake actually had to scream about this on the Wrestling Niche the other night.
Scream?
What?
Did you say you screamed about this?
No, we had a disagreement.
Oh, disagreement. You and Jake have a disagreement?
Yeah. All right, so let me ask you this. Now, do you think that Cena, when he came back out for the second interview with Renee Young, was completely no-selling the effects of anything that happened to him earlier tonight? Or do you think he was trying to act like he was not shaken, but like it was still not like quite right? What did you get out of that?
Well, when she tried to talk to him the first time and he completely blew her off, and then decides to come back out, to me, that says, with the whole John Cena thing, okay, he's getting to me, but I can't let him know.
That's what we said.
Yeah, that's what I think me and Kyle were saying, and Jake was like, no, that's not how I saw it.
Because
that wasn't the problem. The problem was they did it, so why did they have to do it an hour after that thing? Like,
that was my thing. That was SmackDown? That was the thing I thought was weird, was the timing of it. But I mean, yeah.
Well, because John Cena doesn't want to work with SmackDown.
I gave you that.
Well, hang on. I don't have a. I have a timing with the it being like as much after it as the like walk backstage for Cena was. That seemed weird, but the timing for the second part of it, I don't have a thing because Cena had to go gather himself and try to put on the face that he has at all the times, and it took a while for him to come back out from that. That part of it, I made sense. The part where he was walking to the backstage area still.
Yeah, that was like an hour after the fact, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like a half hour, 45 minutes later, I think. That was the part that I thought was weird.
That was really odd.
But, I mean, the kid tonight.
Oh, well, hold on. Let's go back to, we're still on Raw.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, John Cena, why'd you guys do this to me? You know, why'd you make me fight them all? And blah, blah, blah. And then what we were talking about Monday night, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, lights go out and you hear a little kid singing, he's got the whole world. And then I'm like, okay, this is odd. And then, yeah, see, he Bray Wyatt. And I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. And then when Bray Wyatt's leading them in the song, you know, he's got the children in his hands. And I'm like, when we brought this up while we were watching Raw, that John Cena has always had the kids on his side, and now they're not.
Yeah.
To me, that spoke volumes. And then when the lights go out and all the little kids have the masks on. I'm like, holy shit, this is fucking awesome. Local high school, Ladue High School. That was
yes.
And then some other kids.
The whole Sea Nation.
Yeah, that was
in his hands.
That was awesome.
He's got the whole Sea Nation.
The big bad in monster.
The client that beat the streak, like Indiana Jones. I whipped that streak into submission. Nice. Good.
We're done. I don't even care anymore.
Kyle's getting the rope out. He's tying it around his neck.
That promo was... This is from Blue Wizard. That promo was maybe one of the best promos ever. Cena and Bray's hands were all over it. That thing was...
Yeah, Montana Man. Oh, yeah. Montana Man, I definitely agree. Children of the Corn.
So
yes,
and then he's got him in Fold the Buzzard's Engine up here.
There you go.
Yeah,
and then you know Cena or Bray Wyatt's got one little kid sitting on his lap, just laughing. I'm like, that was crazy.
Fantastic.
That was insane. That was awesome. And
that was the best opening to Raw in a long time.
And then we fast forward to tonight, and John Cena is just about to win this match, just about to win it. And then you hear the Wyatt.
I know we're getting like a full blown new member of the Wyatt family.
I did too.
That's what I thought.
I gotta get the sound effect because I don't have it yet. But you hear the it creeps the fuck out of Blue Wizard. They call it the horror sound effect. Yeah. If you read the scripts that have been leaked, the horror promo or effect, whatever.
Okay.
So anyway, that goes off and it goes black, and I'm like, okay. Well, you got one member of the Wyatts on top of the cage, and the other two are laid out. So, what's going to happen? And then it's trying to figure out who the fuck is it? Who the fuck is it? Who's coming out? Someone's got it. Then you hear this weird voice. I'm like,
he's got the host.
Okay, who the hell is it?
It was Bane's son.
And then the lights come on. And there's a little kid right in John Cena's face, singing. He's got the whole world. And I'm like,
demonic voice.
Oh my god, this is awesome.
I loved that part. Jake thought it was the dumbest thing ever.
No, that was Jake's made from Orlando perfect under, so. Sense to have it done that way.
Yes, I agree.
This is
setting. It was funny. I didn't take it seriously because it's like this little kid with this fucking Bane voice. Bane, you're the hell. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Okay, hold on. This is the argument I gave him, and I want your guys' opinion. The deal is he had two options. He either ran away from the kid because the kid's creepy as fuck, or he punches the kid in the fucking throat. I'll be honest. On WWE, you ain't punching a kid in the throat.
But it's Cena, and Cena overcomes adversity, and that kid was adversity. So why didn't he punch
that
him
kid
in the
was
throat?
A demon. That nigga ran exactly away.
Because exactly. Cena can't do that to kids because he, in his mind... He can't do it. Like he can't bring himself to do it.
I can understand.
Right, so why didn't he try and climb the cage instead?
What? Because he's
your first
John
thought
Cena
is to win a match when the demon is speaking to you. That's exactly how that's rational thought.
I think it was all right, but they could have like had the kid like attack him or some shit. Like, wouldn't that make more sense?
I would, yeah. Now, see, I would have liked to have seen, like, a possession type thing where the kid goes ape shit and starts smacking the piss out of him.
Blue pancakes! Blue Wizard says, I would have kicked the shit out of that kid.
Dude, I would have straight up big booted him in the fucking mouth and ran away.
And that's why we don't do things for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Straight. Hashtag parenting.
I thought one of the like Special Olympics people jumped the rail at first. But
oh, dude, can we get fail music on that, please?
No, because it was fucking funny.
That was good. That was damn good.
You know, Adrian, that was good. That was not as good as when Paul Heyman's client Brock Lesnar conquered the
thing. Yes.
Well, how many are we up to now?
Wow.
Wait for it. I think that's 26, maybe?
I think, yeah, 27.
Oh, 27. I missed one.
Sorry, okay, good. Yeah.
Anyway.
27 mentions of Brock Lesnar beating the streak at WrestleMania.
I can't believe we've mentioned it 27 times that Paul Heyman's client Brock Lesnar conquered the streak.
29.
Anyway.
Because you both are bitches. That's all this is. A bunch of little bitches.
Hey, speaking of Kevin Crittenden.
Welcome to the chat, bro.
Dude.
No, he's here. You're giving him all person right. One.
Guess what? Ball cup to you, bro.
There you go. So you're winner because John Cena got the shit scared out of him by a demonic little kid. Then got thrown into Sister Abigail. And then out walks Bray Wyatt.
I loved it.
Oh, man. That's setting up for a good match, hopefully a payback.
With them leaving, the kid leaving in there hand in hand with him was even better.
Oh.
And I'm the pedophile?
No, there's nothing pedophile about that. Cena got back at the kid by banging the kid's mom. There's nothing pedophile about that, you fucking pedophile.
So he had Mark Henry do it, because that's what he do.
No.
That's what I do.
That's what I do.
Wow. I love this music.
I love this.
This could be like one of my... This could
drive down the road. I have a drum jamming out to it.
This could actually be my favorite that they're using right now.
I think it actually is my top theme right now, too.
I think it is. I really like Evolution, though.
Evolution is good.
I don't like Evolution's theme.
I always have.
I thought that was the weakest Motorhead theme.
What? Oh. Oh, wow. Hey. Right. I got something from the client.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's saying, I'm creepier than all that shit. Because I creeped out the Taker so much, I beat his streak.
Wow.
Ooh. This is not true. Lesnar's a bitch, but he ain't creepy. Little kids scare me and make me want to poop.
Oh, Richard. Cena, okay, this is a continuation. Cena got back at the kid by begging his mom. And then Richard said, and then Jose, away! Batista's theme blows. Knock it off.
I like that song.
Oh, it's great. Fuck you.
I like it.
It's not great.
It ain't the best one, but it ain't bad.
It's not bad.
It fits him.
I like Saliva. I just hate that music.
How can he walk alone if he's going to Evolution?
Exactly!
Yeah. He doesn't use it anymore, does he?
He does when he comes out to the end by himself. What the fuck is wrong with Jake? Is he got Tourette's or something?
Deal with it. Yeah, like Shane said.
Oh god, why do we have to hear this? Wait, I can picture him walking through the ring now. And then he squats down to take a dump. And then
push him, pop.
And he stands up and floats in the toilet every time.
Yep.
Wait a minute. We missed something from earlier, and this you saying that reminded me of it.
What?
We missed something from a little bit earlier in the show.
Quad.
What did you miss?
You're talking about Batista, and we missed the Evolution promo.
That's right, we did.
And the reason I bring that up is because if you watch the end of that promo where they do their little Shield ripoff thing,
yeah,
Renee Young seriously looks claustrophobic and like she's about to get sodomized.
She does. I saw the picture you put up on Facebook already. Yeah, I did see that.
She looks so scared. Like she's like, which one of them is going to get inside of me first?
Although,
like,
I don't know what to do.
She's like, I got to cover my boobs.
I don't know if anybody noticed this though.
Yeah.
But right at the very tail end, I mean like right at the last second before they cut away from them, you did see her actually smile. She actually started to smile.
Really?
Yes.
It's because she knew. Exactly. She knew that at some point before that night was over, three people were going to be inside her at one time.
Ooh.
Whoa. I want to be one of those three people.
She was going to evolve or die. Odds are good that with three of those motherfuckers inside of you, you were probably going to die.
Yeah, she's going to evolve by getting A. That's how she's going to evolve.
You want to know who she wanted inside of her? The man that conquered the streak at WrestleMania 30, because that guy can conquer anything. He has now conquered his video's vagina.
I can't even be mad at that one. That was actually very good. I applaud you, sir. All right.
Hey, guys. Anyway. Right. So Paige retained her title against Tamina. I think we're done.
That was an alright match.
That was a good match.
It wasn't bad for a woman.
It's the dinosaur.
Oh, here's your winner. Yeah.
Honestly, it was okay.
Hold on. We got to rip on Heath here for a minute.
Okay.
And these two guys will probably join in on us.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so in the middle of this match, Heath asks me, he looks over, dead fucking serious. Okay, now, a match between Tamina and China in her prime. Who do you think's better? Who do you think will win? Really?
Bitch China all the way.
You're going to ask me who I think is better? China or Tamina Snuka?
Hey, it was an honest question.
It was an honest question. I mean,
it was a dumb honest question.
Well, I mean, you know, he got it from those Special Olympic kids in the front row.
That's good.
Oh, we got a page link.
Page link.
Nobody would win. No, I don't say that. Oh, Jesus!
Damn,
fucking
look at
Christ!
That ass.
And we're done. I'll see you guys on Thursday. Bye-bye.
Wow.
That's so gross.
Is Jesse Roosevelt this again?
Oh, hey, the whiter the berry, the sweeter the juice. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that was
what
so
the
fuck was that? Was that
Dusty
Rhodes having a stroke?
Yes, it was.
He was stroking something.
She is very fucking pale, though. Like, straight up.
Blue was looked, keep those coming.
I looked at my fiance, who has got the pigmentation of a fucking ginger, and I was like, hey, look, someone the same shade of milk as you.
Wow. I wonder if her and Seamus trade body secrets.
I don't know. So, Kyle, when you and your girlfriend break up because you're an asshole, I mean, what are you going to do with life?
He's going to devote his life to watching Brock Lesnar beating the streak at WrestleMania.
Gotcha. Okay.
Another link.
Oh!
That's not right.
No, that is not right.
Shane, you're a son of a cunt.
I really like Shane, though.
I do.
Shane, you're a cunt. You're banned from our show. Go fuck yourself.
I should have had him on our show.
I'm the host, not you, bitch.
Oh, my God. Let's see. I know that that's Paige, but I have no clue what the other ass is.
Does it matter?
Not really, but...
I don't think it matters.
I don't...
Does not matter, because, hey...
It's nice.
I'm not going to lie.
It's like Ixicada.
It does look like her ass is trying to eat those shorts.
Whew. Anyways.
Is that not Dixie Carter?
No, it's not Dixie Carter. No. Dixie Carter's not that hot.
Yeah.
Did anyone else a few weeks ago on Raw notice the sign that said AJ Lee wants Dixon Cider? That made it on TV?
I did not.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I think I did see that one.
D-I-C-K-E-N-S, one word. Second word was C-I-D-E-R.
Wow. AJ Lee wants Dixon Cider.
Yes, I think that was the same night that the Titty Master sign made it, too. I think it was the same guy that had both signs. Which, to you, sir, are a fucking god.
I applaud your...
Yes.
Ding. Titty Master Ambrose.
Oh, we got a link from Jake. Is this the picture of the sign, Jake?
Let's see here.
No.
No?
The video.
Oh. Okay. Oh, yeah, it kind of does look like Dixie Carter, only hotter.
Like Dixie Carter, if she was around like 15 years ago.
It's Audrey Marie. She was in NXT and then was released. Okay.
All right.
Gotcha. So we're going to move on to Match of the Night. Now, earlier in the night, not Match of the Night, my apologies, the main event of the evening.
Yeah.
Earlier in the night, Daniel Bryan's in the training room. I need you to push down. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. Oh, you know, I was just waiting for a second. It was fine when I was fucking my wife earlier, so knock it off. But, you know.
I need you to like, cup your balls so you can cough.
Yeah, I need you to cough. And,
all right, I got to test your memory. Who beat the streak at WrestleMania 30?
I believe that was Brock Lesnar.
All right, mine's good. He's good to go.
Okay, there you go. We got another one.
Dixie Carter is a working woman. Well, I guess that's probably true.
We got another link. Click on that link.
She works something.
She works hard for her money.
Let's see.
So you bet her chair, right?
So, and she's like, you know, wow. Daniel, I'm not sure how this match is going to work. I can't control him, blah, blah, blah. You could surrender your WWE title.
I'm like, bullshit.
I mean, you know what? I think he should have just went like, you know what? That's a good idea.
What?
I don't know. Why not? It would have been surprising.
What's wrong with you?
I ask him. I try to figure that out every day, and I've never been able to figure that one out.
How long have you guys been friends?
20 years.
How many?
Too long.
20?
I wouldn't say it's that long.
How old are you, motherfuckers?
I'm 33.
I'm 32.
I didn't realize that.
I'm 36.
He's the old fucker of the network.
So you, dude.
What?
Is Kyle's like 25. He sounds double older than you guys.
I thought Kyle was like 47.
Okay, we've been friends for like 18 years or something like that. Because freshman in I was like 13 or 14 when I was a freshman in high school. Now, granted, we weren't great friends in high school and all that, but...
Dude, you left me at a gas station.
I was not driving said vehicle. I did not leave you at a gas station.
Fuck you.
It was so
pissed off about this.
It was not me.
You brought this up.
I did not bring... You were the one that did you leave me at a gas station. That was me bringing that.
I brought up high school. Same thing. It's all I remember. Getting left at a gas station. by a bunch of dicks.
I had nothing to do with it. It was your butt buddy Todd that did it.
It was you and the one dick and the other dick that squirted the water bottle.
There's a lot of dicks in your life, sir.
Apparently so.
You know what? The dicks were the most underrated tag team of all time. I'll go ahead and say it.
You remember... Okay, Kevin, that's a little too much info. Times I found myself to page today, 320. Wow, we got another. Oh wait, or is that the picture you're showing me?
Yes,
okay.
That was already.
All right. What the hell was I gonna say now?
Pictured yourself touching yourself to page.
No, it was before that. I don't know.
All right, main event.
Main event.
Stephanie says he's gonna be Kane's bitch.
That's pretty funny.
Which, well, there was a match.
Yes. There was a match. Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
I remember what I was going to say. I'll never forget that time that the Dicks were fighting someone. I think it might have been LOD with, like, fucking Animal and Heidenreich or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And the Dicks won because one of the Dicks squirted one of the other guys in the face with a water bottle. I'm like, oh, he won because he got shot in the face by a
Damn.
Dick.
Damn. That picture.
Oh, my God. Hello, Trish Stratus.
Damn. Yeah.
Oh, I would tear that up.
Wow. That is a fine ass.
I mean, that's almost as fine as the time that Brock Lesnar beat the streak at WrestleMania.
Oh, God.
You know what? Because of the apple-shaped ass that's currently in the air on my computer screen, I'm going to ignore that.
I agree with my Tiny Man. Thank you, Wizard. Client that beat the streak, got to get out of here. Just like Taker's streak at WrestleMania.
Yeah, wow. Well, thanks for coming there.
Yes, thanks for coming, Client that beat the streak. We appreciate you. Appreciate
go
you.
Die.
Take it off now that Kevin showed up. That's odd.
Yeah, I wonder.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. Anyway, where were we at? Oh yeah, I wouldn't really. Now those would be 35 mentions now. I wouldn't call this much of a match. I think we didn't see much of a wrestling match at all. This was a fight.
Yeah,
this was the brawl that I was happy that it was.
Kevin claims it's not him, but
we'll
I don't
see.
Buy it. Anyway,
you
really
trust a man that touches himself 320 times
a day? That's ridiculous.
That's a lot.
I mean, I touch myself a lot, but that's...
The fact that he's touched himself 320 times scares me, and B, the fact that he's counted how many times he's touched himself to page today.
The fact that his dick isn't, like, falling off and bleeding.
Oh, no, that's not how that works. Have you ever seen a porn star?
No,
if you keep grip, does it count as one touch, or...
is it for, like, each 30 seconds of the touch?
Or is it with each, like, you know, piston thrust that's the...
He's just poking it over and over again like he doesn't know what it is.
I'm so glad I made this a discussion now.
So if that was how many times he touched himself to page, how many times do you think he's touched himself in general today?
Dear God... The world may never know.
I know. He says that's actually not him. It's Blue Rose said it's probably Rodfather. And he's like, if that was me, you can burn my Star Wars collection. I think I'll buy that it wasn't Kevin.
It might be. All right.
It might not be. Anyway, Blue Wizard says him touching himself that many times is almost as impressive as Brock Lesnar beating Taker's streak at WrestleMania.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Anyway, so... main event of the evening. This one didn't take any time to get started. Daniel Bryan met him out there, and they proceeded to kick the holy living shit out of each other for the next 25 minutes or so.
Yeah.
I'd say it's probably closer to a half an hour.
Okay. But they take him back, and, you know, Kane throws a TV at his face, which was kind of cool.
Wait, did y'all speed cut out when that happened?
No.
Our feed was not the best. I think I was having an issue with like the PlayStation Network or something because I kept looping.
Kept what?
It would loop. We would just watch something and all of a sudden like 2 seconds later it would loop back to what we just saw and then it would, you know, and it was not as good of a feed as WrestleMania.
It did do that quite a bit for me too.
Okay,
I was talking about like when he threw the TV in there. Literally, when he threw the TV and it hit the water, it went green for like a split second.
Oh yeah, that yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
When they went back like that, it did. We lost the feed a couple of times actually.
I did not. Mine actually stuck and it worked just fine. But it seemed to slow down a little.
Yeah.
But I never lost it. Like, I was able to see the whole thing.
Most of the time with that backstage stuff, a lot of it's pre-recorded and all that. This one, I didn't get that feeling at all.
No.
This all looked like it was happening right then, you know? So, it was kind of cool to see Daniel Bryan bust out the tire iron, because when was the last time we saw a tire iron?
I know,
oh,
right?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he beat the hell out of Kane with that thing.
And then it was funny, because how's he getting back out to the ring? Well, I'll use a forklift.
Very nice. Yep. I haven't seen a forklift use in about 15 years.
Yeah. And then,
do you guys think that's like a nod to Lesnar, because he was the last one to do that?
It might have been a nod to how impressive Brock Lesnar was when he defeated the Undertaker at WrestleMania to conquer the streak.
Wow, I didn't even realize it, Jake, but you were right, yeah.
Yeah, good job. Leonard thinks the forklift scene was priceless, too. The Rollins, too? What?
What the hell's that like?
I don't know. Oh, that's good old Caitlyn. The matching matching hairstyles.
Yep.
Anyway.
God, I miss her.
I do miss Caitlyn.
She was good.
I miss the Caitlyn AJ Lee feud.
Yeah, I would like to see Caitlyn still around so we could get some maybe Caitlyn Page action.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, and I mean that more than one way.
I'd pay to watch that.
I anyway. Think every guy and sometimes even some of the gals out there would probably pay for that.
So we got to see some fire tonight. Yeah. And your girlfriend, Adrian, was asking, oh, yeah, they're just going to have a table laying under there. Of course they will. What if one of the announce tables really got broken and they can't fix it? They got to have something. So that's legitimate. Well, why is there gas out there? Well, if the forklift runs out of gas,
I mean,
maybe they got the gas cans under there because you can't really disassemble the set with, the forklift.
Prepared. They had to be prepared.
So that's why the gas is out there. And
the lighter,
JBL smokes cigars. How hard is that to believe? Everything under the ring is legitimate.
Exactly.
Yeah. But we got to see table on fire.
Yes, we did.
And we got to see CM Punk as fire extinguisher guy number two.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
And
good to see they found a role for him at Extreme Rules.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
They got him on the card. That's nice.
Yes. And Kane goes to the table. And Jesus Christ, did they not, like, hose him off?
God, that was fast.
He was like, after about 2 seconds, he's like, all right, I'm out. God damn it, I'm out.
He looked like he was standing up drowning because he was spraying.
And, like, he stumbles into the ring and then gets knocked with
his
the knee.
Outfit, though, like, his entire, like, it looked like he rolled himself in flour.
Yeah, it did. So your winner and still WWE champion, World Heavyweight Champion, which, I mean, who didn't see this one coming?
Nobody.
Ooh, we got a Caitlyn and AJ pick. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Caitlin's wow. Definitely the... God damn. Anyway. All right. So, final thoughts on the pay-per-view, guys.
Rating, 1 to 10?
Yeah.
I'll give it a solid 8.
Yeah. Choose definitely an 8.
All right. Boys?
Me?
Go first, Carl, you fatty.
Oh. Do you feel better about yourself now that you've insulted my weight?
Yes, come on, fatty. Hurry up. This is taking longer than when Brock Lesnar defeated the streak at WrestleMania.
God damn you, you fucking cock gobbler.
That's not what your girlfriend called me last night, you motherfucker.
You know, that's nice and interesting considering she was asleep next to me.
Was she asleep? Was she really?
Wait, it kind of cut out, so I'm hoping you said my girlfriend and not my mother.
Oh, I thought they were the same person.
Oh!
Bam!
One small problem, and if she ever hears this, I'm probably going to hell, but that can't be the case.
You have the right to remain.
My mom would be more interested in your mom.
Wow.
So,
what was his lame ass comeback?
Let's just go with that.
Is it his? He would like to screw his mom more than he wants to screw your mom, or something like that.
No, like my mom would like to screw his mom more than.
This just took a weird turn. You need
you
to. Just...
His mom's a dyke.
What?
Nice. You're calling your mom a dyke the week before Mother's Day. You worthless.
I'm not calling her anything. She's an out of the closet lesbian.
Oh well.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
That explains why Kyle's a little screwed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. That's probably part of the reason.
He was a test tube baby.
The penguin.
The penguin. What?
The penguin. What?
I'm scared.
God damn it, Shane.
Oh. That was pretty good.
Is that Paul Burchill?
That's James Mitchell.
We know who it is. Let's see. Let's go up because we got more. We have
let's see. 8, 8, 7.
Oh, we're still waiting on Kyle to get the dick out of his mouth and give us a rating.
I said 8, you retarded fucks. Clean the cum out of your ear.
You didn't say 8.
I wasn't sure. I mean, you went on a tangent about wanting to sleep with your mom or something like that. I don't know.
It wasn't as good as it could have been, in my opinion, or as good as I thought it was going to be.
Right. Sex with your mom?
That's snorted.
Jake, what was your thought?
I give it a 7 just because the Bray Wyatt Cena thing wasn't what I thought it would be, but and everything else was pretty good. I really liked the Kane Daniel Bryan match.
I'm gonna have to go a 7 as well. It wasn't as good as I was expecting. The only thing, in my opinion, that really saved it was the cage match. Other than that, it probably wouldn't been even worse. There wasn't anything that like over.
So
the
you didn't like the Shield versus Evolution match?
That would have kept it from being about as shitty as last year's. We had a winner in this year's main event.
Yeah,
we did.
We didn't have a last man standing match in it with a man standing up and not winning the match.
Yeah. So no, I mean everything was okay, but it wasn't as good as I thought it could have been overall. You know. So.
Soul Patrol Brony says that his grandma's name is Gaynell Dykes.
Wow,
that's weird. She's probably get that checked out.
Blue Wizard said, "Kyle, you should bail out while you still have a chance." Too late. Anyway. So we're going to move on.
Your mom should have pulled out when she had the chance. I did that backwards.
Your mom should have swallowed.
Your mom pulled out.
Your mom should have pulled out like The Undertaker should have pulled out of his match at WrestleMania against Brock Lesnar because he lost.
And
I'm not arguing that, though. I honestly think that match should have never happened, so I'll give you that one.
All right, we're going to move on to our What Stinks segment. And I'm going to go first here. I got two. Well, no. Because I think we had the same one. So, why don't you go ahead and go first, Adrian?
All right.
I'll let you go.
My what stinks this week is Ric Flair on Raw.
Okay.
He was clearly on the sauce again.
I don't think he was on the sauce, but...
Dude, he looked fucking hammered.
And the way he was talking,
he did.
Yeah, the way he was talking, I mean, it was like, okay, it's almost impossible to cover that shit up.
Like, he was slurring his words. The Shield is the best.
But Ric Flair's been slurring his words for the last 10 years.
Which, I gotta say, I found something that I'll show you after we get done with the show. It's Jay Lethal. You remember him, Black Machismo from
right.
TNA? Doing Ric Flair.
Oh, God.
While Ric Flair's in the ring in TNA, and Ric Flair doesn't handle it very well, it's fucking great.
Wow. Alright. So my what stinks here. You've got Extreme Rules, right? Supposed to be a hardcore night and everything like that, right? This is the homage to ECW and...
Right.
Just, you know, let's beat the shit out of people. We had two matches that were... real good stipulation matches.
Yeah.
2 out of 6? On the actual pay-per-view?
Well, there was 3. The elimination match was also under no disqualification rules.
Well, that's just a triple threat match. They're all under no disqualification.
But they didn't utilize it.
Yeah, exactly. You could have done something with the Shield and Evolution. You could have done something good with that.
But they did.
They kind of did.
They didn't have it in the name of the match, but, I mean, they did.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Jake. And then, really? We got to have a WLC match? Really?
That was...
Really?
That was the best match.
Just the whole goddamn
good.
Thing.
What the fuck?
Just the whole goddamn thing.
Oh, my God.
You don't put the Usos on the card. You don't put Sheamus on the card. You don't put, you know... other people on the card. Yeah, we got to have Hornswoggle and El Dorito on there.
Yep.
Really?
They've been building this match up.
I don't care. They've got guys they should utilize more than the fucking midgets. No one cares about the midgets.
Dude,
midget wrestling is over.
I could have, so fuck you.
They were fine. I mean, they were better than Tamina.
Yeah.
I'll argue that one still.
You think that Tamina's more entertaining?
You got a fucking bull out there!
He needs to be tested. We don't even know what kind of mutations he has.
Well,
he
is not, you can say the same thing about Tamina Snuka. She's Samoan. We don't kind of know what the fuck's wrong.
Jizmonger, what's yours?
She's a woman.
All right. My wit stinks. Well, first one, of course, network issues.
All right.
That really sucked ass throughout the whole night.
Shane says, what about Samoans, huh?
They're good cookies.
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
But anyway, the second one is, yeah, the Divas match definitely was a little bit lackluster. It felt like it was kind of slow.
Well, it was the go to the bathroom match, the cage match to get ready.
We got this is our last chance for people to buy shirts and goat masks, sheep masks. So
yeah.
Anyway, boys, we'll go with Fatty first. You, Kyle, Fatty.
Wow, Fatty, huh?
Yes.
You couldn't just call me Tubby McFatfuck. That would have been a whole lot more fun.
All right, Tubby McFatfuck.
Fatty McFatterson.
No, you got to do it right.
Come on, Tits McGee.
My what stinks has been every minute I've had to spend with you sorry cocksuckers for the last two episodes of a show.
Yeah. Wow. And for you, you get this. And you get a little bit of this.
You have a vagina!
No, in all seriousness, I have to agree. The Ric Flair segment from Raw was pretty shitty. I don't understand. Like it served no purpose.
Hey Leonard, no offense meant. I don't know if you've looked at any of us on Facebook. I think we're all a little on the round guys. So
yeah, okay. We're all in a shape. That shape happens to be oval.
Oh my God. turn your speakers up and put your microphone by it.
It's an hour of Brock Lesnar saying Paul Heyman tells us he put Brock Lesnar.
Apparently, there's actually a 2-hour one, too.
Put your sound up. Cal's got to hear this. Now, put your microphone down there. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Wow.
A whole hour of that, Kyle. How would you like that?
There are starving children in Africa.
What the fuck does that mean?
I got nothing, but that was the only excuse that I had that didn't include cocksuckers, ball fuckers, cunt lickers, or douchebags, so Jason, I kind of went with it.
What?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cocksuck.
Mike. Mike who?
Mike. Client Brock Lesnar beat the streak at WrestleMania
41. Anyway, there you go.
Son of a bitch.
So yours was The Undertaker. Or not The Undertaker. God damn it. Ric Flair being on Raw.
Yeah, I agree. That segment was like ridiculous and seemed to have no purpose.
Alright. Jake.
Dude, my favorite wrestler is Ric Flair. How the fuck do you think when he came out? Motherfucker can't speak. It sounds like he's had two strokes. Let me tell you something, Flair. The Theo. You're like, he sounds like a fucking 10-year-old.
He sounded like a stroke victim, not a cock gobbler.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't know if you guys listened to Shooting from the Hip earlier, but Classic confirmed that his brother had seen Ric Flair at the bar at noon that day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Nice. What bar, I wonder?
Wow. I don't know which one.
Probably one of the ones in the casino.
Brock Lesnar conquered the street by... All
right.
There you go. Anyway. Yeah, I just don't get the whole Ric Flair thing. It didn't make a whole lot of sense.
And apparently that's supposed to give him the rub or something.
I don't think it would have been as bad if Flair hadn't been, like, tanked.
Yeah.
But still, like, that, how is that doing a thing for them? Like, he's just, okay, I like the Shield, bye.
Pretty much, that's all it, you know, I see great in-ring talent, blah, blah, blah. I mean, by that I mean the Shield. In case you couldn't figure out by my drunken ramblings, I actually have to tell you.
Why does he sound like Mr. T?
No, he never mentioned his mama.
Yeah, I love my mama.
God.
We had
Boris Clay was a big fan of the Mr. T speech.
Who?
Who was?
Curtis Clay.
No. Because someone needs to call his mama. we got some from the chat. Montana Mans, what stinks? My client, Brock Lesnar, broke the Undertaker streak at WrestleMania. That was his. Keep going. Keep going. They were up there somewhere. Blue Wizards, My Wood Stinks. All the promos they showed. Overload, yes. Richard, My Wood Stinks. The fire going up before Kane at the table. We don't care. I think that's all we got from the chat. So we're going to move on. Unless we there's something else all of a sudden in there that we can't see because someone.
I got nothing.
Kyle isn't. Oh, okay. No, you're fine. All right. So we're going to move on. Because my client Brock Lesnar can't quit the streak.
Can you dig it, sucker?
All right. So let's try to make these quick. All right. Adrian. Okay.
Can you dig it?
Okay.
At Payback, John Cena has Bray Wyatt, fights Bray Wyatt. And the feud finishes up, and I'm going to guess a Last Man Standing match.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what... I can't think of another match that would...
Well...
I would say either that or an I Quit match.
Mine was actually going to be what Montana Man said to an extent. With now that John Cena has lost... It seems like the kids and everything, and he's lost to Bray Wyatt. He's going to have to go to that deep, dark spot, dark side to finally overcome Bray Wyatt.
He's going to get help from Jake the Snake?
He might. I don't know. He might get help from Paul Heyman because his client, Brock Lesnar, did conquer the streak at WrestleMania.
I don't want another sting.
Do what?
I don't want another sting. This is what it is. No, it's just basically Sting from 98.
Yeah, but at the same time, he's not gonna. It's not gonna last. As soon as he beats Bray Wyatt, he's gonna go back to. Oh, it's me, John Cena, the champion.
Yeah.
Yay! So,
yay!
We've got a link for Brooke Tessmacher twerking just because. We need to see this. Let's see, Heath, you're up. Whoa, that's interesting. Heath, what's your can you? Jesus Christ, can you dig it? That's one of the hottest things I've seen tonight.
Let's see. Can you dig it?
And make it a real one this time, asshole.
Good God.
Yes, asshole.
Yes. We still got more show to do, and we've been on for an hour and a half, so come on.
Okay, well.
Sounds like they work at 8:30 in the morning.
Kyle is going to hate us for the rest of his life.
I'll dig that.
Because, we always love to mention that we'll Brock Lesnar defeated Undertaker's streak at WrestleMania.
All right, I'll take that. Yeah. Kyle, you're up.
Can you dig it? I snip a nigger's brake lines and you motherfuckers crash into the side of a cliff.
I can't dig that.
Well, can't dig it.
No, okay, I've got one because I was thinking about this.
Okay. All right.
Can you dig it? Cena joins the Wyatt family.
Nope.
Ooh. Whoa.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Not at all.
No.
No.
Sure, I'll dig it.
Oh, you think so? It's going to last about as long as Daniel Bryan joining the Wyatts.
It'll last at least 2 weeks longer.
So I make it
if they're going to do it, then it's got to go at least a month.
Let's see. Jake, you're up.
Can you dig it? They put all the midgets on every pre-show now.
I can't dig
because
that.
Because of the reaction they got.
Jesus fucking Christ, I don't want to see this bullshit again.
Or they make a midget division. You are the only one that hated this match.
Well, they call it
so. I didn't hate it. I just thought it was fucking ridiculous and didn't need to be on there. They could have saved it for Monday Night Raw.
This match had a "This is awesome" chant going.
It did
because it was awesome.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, it's also from the people who live in New Jersey who think they're in New York, so they don't even know where the fuck they're from.
Mark Jones.
Well, Mark Jones is an exception. Let's see, Richard. Can you dig it? Triple H, Roman Reigns, SummerSlam. I think we've been talking about that for a few months now. So, Richard, this is for you. Shane says he wants to see a little Johnny on a pole match. That'd be good.
That's really Shane, weird and dirty.
Can you dig it? Barrett creates a bad news index resulting in 7 guys becoming jobbers and 1 becoming world champion 4 years later. That man, the returning Brock Lesnar, conquered the street.
Wow!
I actually can dig it.
I can dig that. Yes.
Yep, sure.
Yeah.
Well, now wait a minute. Y'all like cut out. What? Where was this at?
All right. So this came from Shane. Bad news. Barrett creates the bad news nexus, resulting in 7 guys becoming jobbers and 1 becoming the world champion 4 years later. That man, the returning Brock Lesnar, who conquered the streak.
Yep.
Yep.
Fuck off, Shane. You're a douche.
Shane, you are welcome on the show anytime. Anyway, so we're gonna move on. And I don't want to talk about this, but we have to.
I know you don't.
This was not your strong point tonight.
This was not my strong point tonight.
I finally got some ground.
Oh, you gained a lot of ground.
Yeah.
It was Mickey actually took the lead.
He did. So, after tonight, the scores are this. I got 54 points. Adrian, you got 75, and Heath has 76.
Fucker.
Yes, Team Sweet Heath is in the lead.
I got plenty of time
by
to make
one
my comeback.
Fucking point.
And I'm getting a new car this week, so whoever, if I win, you fuckers are going to watch my big-ass Ford Expedition.
One of us will be.
Yeah. I hope it's not me losing, because I don't want to watch his big-ass van. I'll watch
you really want to hope me to win.
I really do. That's best-case scenario. Worst-case scenario for you is if one of us wins.
Yeah, well, worst-case scenario is just not losing. as long as I don't lose, I'm fine.
Heath, if you win, I'm peeing on your car, just so you know. After I wash it, just so you know. That's all done. I wait till I'm drunk.
Yeah, no.
I did that to a mutual friend of ours one time. I didn't wash his
any
car.
Any ad drops after tonight, guys?
Huh?
Any ad drops?
I got to do something.
I think I'm good.
Yeah, I think I'm all right right now, too. I don't want to make
I'll sit on it for another week and see what happens.
All right.
All right, so we're going to move on. We're going to move on to America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Let's Make a Deal, not Price is Right, but Jizz Jams.
Jizz Jams, all these fakes. It's like Brock Lesnar, you're going to take a risk here.
Here's how this game works. We're going to play three themes for the Jizz Mob. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he will win himself a shit-free show next week.
I want to play this with you guys again.
Yes. Shane, you are, yes, that's 46. All right, so feel free to play along in the chat. Fellas, please do not give the answer away. You guys ready? Now, Kyle, if you want to do this, turn off your monitor.
Okay, I can't turn off my monitor, but I can
I've already got the chat.
I can close out of the chat.
Or whatever, I don't care what you guys do. Just why can't you turn off your monitor? There's a little power button. You just hit it.
I have a laptop, douchewad.
Can't you just close it for a minute, or does that shut it down?
No, it'll close it all down, and then I won't be
able to.
Just close the browser, dickhead.
So I did, you stupid fuck.
Good, fatty.
Oh, quit being fucking Asian.
Good God. All right, Heath, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here is song number one. If anyone guesses this, I'll actually kind of be shocked.
I will too.
I'm not even recognizing it.
Wow, this thing is shaking full through.
All right, Ethan, your time starts now.
I have no clue. I don't recognize it.
Well, we stumped them. Except for Shane.
Yeah, the chain has it.
Boom, 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 boom.
I think this is only a formality at this point, because he sucks cock. Brock Lesnar beat
conquered
the streak.
Boom, boom. All right, do you got an answer?
I have no answer.
Judges. Yeah, I have no answers. Not
Kyle, do you have an answer?
I got nothing.
Alright.
And Jake, are you playing along?
Is that the song Chris Benoit killed his family to?
Oh,
no. Malenko.
You know what? That might be true. We don't know that for sure.
Hold on.
I might be right.
I gotta go to the judges. Judges? Whoa!
Right. Sweet. The correct answer also was Nicole Bass's wrestling theme.
Yes. Of course, true. If I was listening or watching Nicole Bass come out, I would want to kill myself and my whole family, too.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah.
Okay.
It was all. That's the whole reason Chris
Benoit. Yeah, I would not have.
Who was it?
Nicole Bass.
I think Kyle's going to get this next one, but I don't think Heath is.
Hey, Blue Wizard, need you to do me a favor, buddy. And you'd find Nicole Bass pictures to post for Kyle. He doesn't know who she is.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay. Well, Kyle, you're in for a treat.
Yes. Okay, we're going to move on.
She was smoking hot.
All right, we're going to move on. Heath, here's theme number two.
All right.
I think everybody but Heath is going to have this one. Alright, I think that's good.
Gotta go 30 seconds. Alright, and your time starts now.
Seriously?
It sounds like it was for a tag team.
The street. Brock Lesnar beat the streak.
Brock Lesnar beat the streak.
Brock beat the streak at WrestleMania. Kyle fucking hates when I bring it up over and over.
You're such a horrible person.
Brock Lesnar beat the streak.
Oh, right, Jesus Christ.
Hey, did you save the link for Nicole Bass? We need
you have the check closed now.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Hold on. Just wait. Heath, we need an answer. You have a lifeline.
Holy God, that's an ugly bitch.
All right, so Kyle's disqualified from this next one.
No, I knew what it was.
I'm sure I knew you did, Kyle. Yeah,
what
you're
decade
fine.
Is it from?
Duh!
Hold on. Keep it up. Here you go, Heath.
In case you forgot Nicole Bass. There you go.
No.
That wasn't a woman. That was a fucking man-woman transvestite thing.
Yeah.
She should have been like the fucking poster
child. Like,
actually, that's Kyle's
tranny rights.
Oh, that's Kyle's mom. Kyle's mom is the big fat bitch, the biggest fan. I don't even watch that show. I just know that song. Come on, Heath. It was from the Attitude Era.
I don't know. I don't know why I keep... I know it's not it, but I keep thinking Nasty Boys. I don't know why.
And...
Wow. I don't know why. It just what feels like...
Ball busting began in the chat room. The correct answer is...
Fail. D'Lo
Brown.
D'Lo.
D'Lo. Okay.
Looking at the real deal now. All
right. I want to see if... all right. Drop yourself again, Kyle, because I want to see if you get this last one.
I already got it.
You don't know what it is yet.
No, I already got the... I got the browser down, retard.
Oh.
All right. Here you go.
Shane has it already. Kyle, you can just say if you have it at any time.
I'm trying to think.
Keywords are trying. All right, you got a guess?
I don't know it, but I know as soon as you say who it is, I'm going to be pissed.
Jake, are you still playing?
I'm here.
Are you still playing? Do you know who it is?
Yeah, is that the theme that Heath mops Jizz up with, you know?
Let me check. Judges?
That is correct, actually.
That is correct. We also have accepted Darren Drozdov.
Yeah, that's why I didn't. I knew as soon as you said it, I was like, God damn it.
Hey, Adrian?
Yeah.
Click that other blue wizard
thing. I don't want to do it.
You don't have to look. I'm not really going to look either, but...
I accidentally left.
And for Jason
room.
Heath. There we go.
Ew.
Oh, I think there's a penis down there or something. Yeah. I'm not really sure. Anyway.
It's smoking hot. I would fuck her.
Why am I turned on?
Because you're... Never mind. I'll be good.
You know, Brock Lesnar actually hit that on his way to beating the streak at WrestleMania.
All right.
I don't want to cover
in the news.
You don't want to do news?
No.
Okay, good. We're not doing news.
All right. Fair. All
right.
All right, good.
That's the news. We're not doing the news.
That's news. We're not
just call it night. Yes. I'm done.
I'm done.
Yeah, it's midnight here.
Yes.
Hey, look. Total mentions.
Oh, we're not done yet.
Oh, okay.
We're not done yet.
Okay.
So, Adrian, what we got coming up on the network? Don't say shows.
All right. Podcasts.
Yes! I was so hoping you were going to do that.
You asked.
Okay. Do we have any shows tomorrow night?
I can't say shows.
Okay. Do we have any podcasts tomorrow?
Yes. There is the Talk TNA podcast, which will go up sometime tomorrow around 4 o'clock-ish.
4 o'clock-ish?
Wrong.
I think they record that live at like 3 o'clock our time.
Oh, whatever. It'll go up on the site probably by 6 or 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Okay, right. Then Tuesday night.
You can head over to FTW.com and listen to FTW's podcast with Brian Garvin, Lee Harrison, who's a cock, Joe, Nick.
Do you think they'll talk about Brock Lesnar conquering the streak at WrestleMania?
You know, they might talk about Brock Lesnar conquering the streak at WrestleMania.
Because if they talk about Brock Lesnar conquering the streak at WrestleMania, I may just have to listen about Brock Lesnar conquering the streak at WrestleMania.
You know what? I always love to listen to people talk about Brock Lesnar conquering the streak at WrestleMania.
You know,
you're saying conquering so much that it's coming out cock. And it's just really fucking weird.
I think you just have a thing for
cocks.
So,
hey,
Undertaker's like, God damn it, would you guys fucking stop talking about Brock Lesnar conquering the streak? I can't fucking keep track.
All right,
anyway, Wednesday night.
You'll probably get shooting from the hip, assuming Dan doesn't die.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just placing my bets here. I mean, it's 50-50 most days, right?
Okay, sure, we'll take that.
But you can join the original Dan Phillips, Michael Classic, and Sean Big Daddy Brown as they try not to die and do a podcast as well about Brock Lesnar maybe conquering another streak.
Brock wins at 57. Stop it, fuckers. Anyway, and then Thursday night. We don't have anything special happening Thursday night.
Actually, we do, but I'll let them plug their own show.
Okay, come on, fuckers.
And by them, I mean Jake.
Kyle.
What, me?
Yeah, you guys going to talk about Brock Lesnar conquering the streak at WrestleMania?
Fatty you are.
The rest.
I should have had them do the plugs.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Too late. Yeah, well, Kyle can't do plugs for shit. I was on his show. It was terrible.
I don't card. Tater tot.
I like turtles.
I think my dog with my butthole.
That was actually how it went.
Why is it? And I don't understand. Why is it that I'm literally like, and I say this in earnest, I'm probably one of the smartest motherfuckers that you people know, and yet I'm somehow portrayed as the retard.
You ain't smart, bitch. Fuck off.
It's how you handle yourself.
You literally just said that like a sassy black woman.
What?
Not you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Anyway,
so do you want to
show? Do you guys
want to talk about your show? Maybe.
Yeah,
I guess. Me, bitch, you were the host. Remember, you said this like a half an hour ago.
I wouldn't hear you butcher it.
No, fuck off. You can plug it yourself. Fuck off.
Fuck you then. We do news. We cover Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor TV basically in pay-per-views when they come around. We also do little mini games like this show, whatever it's called, I can't even remember. Things like What If, Would You Rather, and Pop It or Drop It. So check us out. Or don't, whatever. Leave us alone.
Hey. Yeah.
Cool. It's a fantastic way to talk about things.
Yeah, indeed.
I'm a big fan of their show. I actually, doing their show Thursday night was really a life-altering experience for me. Like, I don't think I'll ever personally be the same.
Just like Taker, because he lost his streak.
Yes, just like The Undertaker when he lost his streak at WrestleMania. To who did he lose that streak to?
I believe it was Brock Lesnar.
Did you say Brock Lesnar?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Huh.
So all right. We're done. They plugged their show, and
yes.
We're done talking about Brock Lesnar beating the streak at WrestleMania.
Are you sure we're done talking about Brock Lesnar beating the streak at WrestleMania?
Yeah. We're not done talking about Paul Jordan and the amazing things that he puts up on the site.
Yes.
He has a new call-up today. Check it out. It's called something. I forgot the name of it.
You fucking asshole.
What's it called, Jake?
I don't know. Why are you asking me?
Because you just called him an asshole for not knowing it.
Yeah, basically, so if I didn't know it, and you do.
It's called,
Poppin' with Paul.
Poppin' with Paul.
Failures.
That sounds a little, like, you know, but we gotta get him to change the name of that, because it doesn't sound quite right.
Bustin' the Knot with Paul.
You know, he listens to these shows and races. That's the bad thing.
We could call it Pop That Pussy with Paul.
Oh. Anyway, and you can also go to the website and check out Classics Angels, the
number one draw to our website.
Pretty much. Yeah, half naked chicks, I'll be there. And let's see if if someone doesn't like something we said on the show, like Kyle, what can you do?
You can go fuck himself.
There you go. Or you can.
I'm probably gonna do that when I leave. It's okay.
No.
Well, it's got his girlfriend there, but she's already asleep, so you know it's gotta take matters into its own hands again.
Literally.
Do you leave her?
Much like Brock Lesnar took defeating the streak into his own hands at WrestleMania.
Do you leave her a sticky sticky little surprise when she's asleep? Is that what you do?
No.
I heard that Kyle actually likes fucking women that don't move.
Oh. Kyle, the actual Katie Vick storyline was based on real life events from Kyle Robinson.
Wow.
You know the beautiful thing? You can insult me all you want, but you realize during that whole thing I was like fucking six.
No, it was like what? It was like 7 years ago, man.
No,
it was longer than that. It was like 98.
It was like 98, 99.
The Katie Vick thing happened in like 2003, man.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
Look it up, you retarded fuck.
Shane's the oracle of this network, he knows.
No, Paul was the Oracle of the network.
All right, we gotta check this.
It was not 2002.
Did the Katie Vick storyline happen? What is the Katie Vick thing? Is the top one that pops up?
Yeah, just go and click on that.
October 7th, 2002.
So that was 12 years ago, not 7.
It all started on...
Yeah. I respect myself at 10, but it certainly isn't 1998, that's for fucking sure.
Okay, so I wasn't 7, but I was only 10.
You were 10? 10 years ago. Or 12 years ago.
No!
I'm
23!
I thought you were like...
30, 25.
I thought you were 47, man.
No.
Everybody thought I was 47. No, I'm 23!
Okay, so that makes sense. Turns 24 this year, asshole.
Yeah, you little cock gobbler. Get your fucking facts straight.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, you need to have your girlfriend suck your dick or do something, man. You're cranky.
I would be okay with that.
It's pretty good. I mean, I asked and she said sure. And I mean, it was a good one. So, I mean, yeah. Put me in a good mood.
She's good at what she does.
Anyway, can we call this a night? I'm done.
Don't forget to... next week's show. And then, hold on, you can send an email to the Rodfather or the rbomb@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook, review us on iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes. Next week on the show, we're going to be doing three special things now.
How many mentions of Brock Lesnar beating the streak did we get up to tonight? I'm waiting for the post from that now.
Let's see. So next week on the show, we're going to do three special things. We're going to talk about our Mount Rushmore of wrestling. We're going to do the Can We Guess Richards gimmick when he wrestled. Yes. And we're going to rate the Monday Night Raw themes in our favorite order.
That's what we got in the show's line for next week. It'll be a fun time. All right, hang on.
I'm 67.
Brock Lesnar beat the streak at WrestleMania. Brock Lesnar beat the streak at WrestleMania. We're done on it.
There you go. Stop counting after that.
Yes.
Because that'll take it to a total of
69.
Yes. Next time we have Colin, we'll see if we can break that.
Yeah, next time we will.
Yeah, I think we'll try. So, let's see. Paul Jordan, thanks everyone for coming out. Do we have anything else we need to talk about? Is there anything else we need to plug? Because I don't think there is.
I think we're good.
So, once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, saying adios, motherfuckers.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big Adrian Master says, hasta la mania, you bitches.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long. And goodbye, you fuckers.
And the guys from...
He's from Boston, then. Goodbye, you fuckers.
And the guys from the Wrestling Niche, Jake Robinson.
Make the Snake Robinson.
Wow.
Clue, Klux Kyle.
Hi.
His nickname's actually the big guy now.
The big guy?
Well, what is he, Ryback?
Yeah.
Wow. So, Kyle Robinson... Thanks for joining us. Jake Mullen, thanks for joining us.
I would say it's been an honor, but I'd be fucking lying.
Wow.
Good. So, I think that's going to about call the night for us. So, since I was the loser this week.
Yeah.
I picked a song. And what? You can just fucking say it. You want to hear that?
Yeah.
I think that's what everyone wants
to hear.
It's what everybody wants.
I did have a song picked out.
The people demand it.
I did have a song picked out in honor of one of the members of the three-man band.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I did have Drew McIntyre's theme booted up, ready to go.
Okay. You know what? I'm good with that. Play that instead.
Okay, good.
All right.
So, yeah. So, I think that just about does it for us. So, we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
Hour Bombed. Toodles, motherfuckers.
Come true. I make them for you. What's that match on my ear? Perhaps the end is drawing near. You never hear the shot that takes you down. Now your dreams are memory. Seems more true from far away. Just like smoke that fades and makes no sound. Out of time, so say goodbye. What is yours now is mine. And I dream broken dreams. I make them come true. I make them for you. Just like a stone, rolling ever faster to this nightmare you have sown. You had it all right in your grasp, but in a breath, a minute passed. Now at last, the end has come. You are all alone. Out of time, so say goodbye. What is yours now?
Still there.